2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at kslpodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
The senators will decide the question of whether Trump incited an insurrection, but can you even impeach a former president?
Article 1, Section 3 of the Constitution says that when this moves to the Senate stage, they have the capacity to exercise a power to remove someone from office, but also a power to disqualify someone from holding and enjoying the office going forward.
Professor of Law at the University of Utah, Ronnell Anderson Jones.
The argument is that not just that Congress shouldn't impeach and remove Trump, but that it can't do so because the Constitution doesn't allow for the impeachment and removal of former officers.
There are two parts to the article, removal and disqualification.
The key here is the question of whether you would couple the removal and disqualification, or whether you would decouple them and think these are two separate decisions that the Senate is entitled to make.
45 Senate Republicans have signaled they believe the former, that removing and disqualifying are one, and if there's no need to remove, it's not possible to disqualify. Then there's the issue of Supreme Court Chief Justice John Roberts not presiding over the trial. The Constitution requires him to preside at a Senate trial of the president.
He's not at the trial because President Trump is not the president.
Signaling that perhaps the Chief Justice believes this trial is unconstitutional. Senator Lindsey Graham argues Trump is not guilty of the high crime or misdemeanor of inciting an insurrection. He argues while he will have his place in history for what happened on January 6th, he did not incite the violence.
The House is impeaching him under the theory that his speech created a riot. When you look at the facts, many people had already planned to attack the Capitol before he ever spoke.
And Trump's lawyers argue this line from that speech.
We fight like hell, and if you don't fight like hell, you're not going to have a country anymore.
Was him speaking in a figurative sense, and they point to this line.
Everyone here will soon be marching over to the Capitol building to peacefully and patriotically make your voices heard.
His lawyers are also calling for the charge to be dismissed. They say it's political theater. Lindsay Ertz, KSL News Radio.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.